I'm Ruth Kramer with Mission Network News. Potential talks between Lebanon and Israel this week depend in part on how negotiations between Iran and the United States unfold. But no matter what happens politically, believers in Lebanon have a long road ahead. Pierre Hosni with Horizons International says,
I mean, we've gone through a lot of crises in Lebanon, but this one definitely feels different.
Last Wednesday, Israel struck more than 100 targets in Beirut, killing over 300. During that 10-minute span, Hosni was at a gathering with dozens of pastors. They were working to coordinate their ministries better to spread the gospel and serve in desperate need.
The point is we respond with our full capacity and making sure that we are being faithful.
Today's headlines may feel overwhelming, but Hosni urges us to stay focused on sharing the gospel with the people that we know. And
it is hard to stay on the mission field.
Dozens of short-term mission workers recently joined Denise Godwin's team at International Media Ministries. They raised personal support to help complete a 90-day filming project of the biblical story of Esther, created for an Iranian audience. The experience reminded Godwin of both the challenges of missions and the urgent need for more workers to create media content that can reach the world. Yet for many missionaries, family voices can be an obstacle.
It's hard when someone back home who you love very much just wants you to come home and have a normal life.
Whether we're givers, prayers, goers, or all of the above for the Great Commission, Godwin asks how dedicated we are. Talk to a missionary you know, hear their passion and calling, and ask the Holy Spirit to show you your role in their mission. Thanks for listening to Mission Network News, a service of One Way Ministries. We're listener supported by people just like you. So by giving to Mission Network News, you enable us to keep the stories of God's kingdom coming. And together, the Great Commission happens. Look for links at missionnews.org. I'm Ruth Kramer.